ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. This is a question related to the Islamic sciences. And this question is concerned with the subject of Sha'n al-Nuzul. As you know, one of the terminologies which is used in the Quranic sciences is this term Sha'n al-Nuzul. It means the context in which a verse was revealed or the reason for which it was revealed. By way of example, there is a tradition mentioned regarding the verse of Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, right? Today I have perfected your religion, Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, and have completed my favor upon to you, Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina, and I have chosen and approved of Islam as your religion, right? The Sha'n al-Nuzul, or the reason of revelation, or the context in which this was revealed, was the event of Ghadir, right? According to us, followers of the Ahlul Bayt. All right. Or for example, in the verse Innama waliyukum Allah wa rasuluhu walladhina amanu alladhina, right? This verse was the context in which it was revealed. Was an event in which Imam Ali was in a state of bowing in the prayer in the mosque, and he gave his ring as charity to a beggar. Right. So these are examples of Sha'n al-Nuzul. Right, so the question is whether every verse has a Sha'n al-Nuzul or not, as a context in which it was revealed or not. Obviously, every verse was revealed at a specific point in time. Right? And it wasn't revealed, outside of the confines of time and space, right? It was revealed to the Prophet at a specific point in his life. However, what we want to say is that time in which the verse was revealed, did the events that were occurring at that time, were they somehow connected to the verse? And is the verse in question somehow related to that, those events, or not? That's what Sha'n al-Nuzul means. Generally speaking, in response to this question, we can say that generally speaking, the experts in the Quranic sciences, they say no. The answer to this question is no. Not every verse of the Holy Quran specifically has a Sha'n al-Nuzul, has a context in which it was revealed or a reason for which it was revealed. For example, many of the verses related to the subject of God or the hereafter or even the particulars regarding the events which will occur after death, right? So experts in the Quranic sciences, they say that these do not have any Sha'n al-Nuzul, and they don't have any context in which they were revealed. Right? Now, is another question whether does this somehow affect our ability to understand these verses or not, or whether no. We can still understand them, even if these verses don't have any Sha'n al-Nuzul or not, right? Now, this is a subject which should be discussed in the Quranic sciences and in Quranic advanced lessons of Quranic commentary, and we will relegate those for that place. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether every verse of the Holy Quran has a Sha'n al-Nuzul or not. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.